Awesome.
Okay.
If I don't hear from you, maybe I'll come next Monday.
Okay.
I don't want to say that.
I can see your game changer link too, and you're on the whole schedule there.
Yeah.
And then if I update a game,
I'm on the old Caesar list.
I'll let Jerry know. Thanks, Nate.
Yep.
Really no difference, I don't.
Find somebody to do your flagpole?
So you marshal text me back. I'm going to try to do it in my backyard first, because I'm putting one in the backyard and one in the front. If the backyard doesn't go so well.
You putting one in that's got the sleeve that you put in, like 5 feet down in the ground and.
Ready?
Exactly. Yeah, so I've got a kit that came with it. It's like a 2-man.
Okay.
I ended up doing one at the church, the Catholic church, and one at the bank, and one out there for Dave. Yeah, they're not that tough.
That's what Ryan Black says. You're the guy, so.
I like putting them up. They're not that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We'll get our meeting started. I'll have a clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Srulik?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, June the 15th, please.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. When you're ready, I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $24,931.39. Economic Development, $228.95. Police, $14,988.97. Fire, $7,548.92. Street, $4,764.54. Park, $6,636.83. Public Health and Safety, $3,268.39. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $75. Garbage Disposal, $36.65. Cemetery, $2,932.41. Water Operations, $42,613.90. Sewer Operations, $2,667.59. Water Deposits, $1,050. Clinton Sanitary District, $58,719.62. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $185.95. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $392,644.21.
Thank you. Motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Motion been made. I need a second.
Second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communication. Nate's here to talk about the golf carts.
Yep. Would you like me
to? Good evening, Nate.
Evening, Mr. Mayor.
State your name and address for us, please.
Nate Ennis, 39 Jericho Road in Clinton. Come tonight before a packed house. I've got Nancy Lane and Patty Nelson and a host of others with me to voice our support for golf carts.
Lots of support, yeah.
Yeah, lots of support. We limited the announcement of it just for the use of, you know, only 13 people or whatever it would be allowed here. But I just come to voice support for a potential ordinance allowing golf carts on city streets. Some of the research I've seen in the last few weeks and few months as I've kicked around the idea, I'll be honest, where it started with is I live in town, work in town, do everything in town. It would be a significant luxury in the nice weather days to be able to go to the bank, post office, those sort of things during the day. But anyway, what research I found is there are a lot of communities in our area that have begun to allow them, and they're several years in the works. I've spoken with Chief Lowers and Sheriff Walker, and they've done some research of their own and have found some other communities have done it successfully. It's certainly something we don't take lightly, and certainly something that should be done correctly, slowly, and safely. But I support it. One area I will point out, Monticello is a town that I feel is a little similar to ours. They've got 105 running through the middle of town, and they allow golf carts in their city. I will point out one objection that they had initially to allowing golf carts is the county market runs along 105 and Market Street, and so there is no way for a golf cart to get to their grocery store. But in Clinton, we wouldn't have that issue. And so that's another area where I see it being beneficial to 55-plus crowd, whoever it might be, that may not be as interested in driving a motor vehicle in the summer and the spring, and they can easily get out and hop in a golf cart and move around town, you know, fairly quickly and a little more ease of operating that than a motor vehicle. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any, but just voicing my support today.
We had a letter from Peterson Insurance. What type of insurance do these homeowners need for a golf cart?
Yeah, so they would need off-road vehicle coverage to cover the liability. It's a pretty inexpensive policy. Some insurance carriers can add it as an addition to your homeowner's policy, and then other carriers would write a off-road vehicle policy.
Okay, wonder.
Get your mic closer.
Okay, well, I was kind of relaxing a little bit. But when we get a notification, a lot of these, even when people get car insurance, they'll come and get 3 months insurance, and then it gets delinquent. Can we check on who's going to be checking on the insurance if they don't have them or they let it elapse?
Yeah, I'd say it works very similar to any sort of vehicle insurance that, at the time they're pulled over of an accident, if they can't present the insurance, the officer on scene may contact the insurance office or ask for proof, and they'd be ticketed just the same if they didn't have the insurance. Fortunately, most motorists would have uninsured motorist coverage in case there is an incident. And as you can guess, if there's an accident involving a golf cart and a vehicle, and the golf cart's at fault, of course the golf cart will probably be the one with bodily injury, not the one in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so they would certainly be advantaged to have insurance themselves, because they're the ones that are going to experience the damage and the bodily injury.
Yeah, speaking with Chief Lowers, most of the communities didn't have problems with the golf carts being in the accident. It's mostly kind of distraction for the drivers, because it's going to be new to the community, and they're going to be gawking and looking around and seeing what's going on with this type of vehicle. And I guess that was my only issue, is this distraction that we're going to have.
Right. One of the good things about it that I spoke with Chief Flowers about is, seems like a lot of the other communities really don't have that many permits each year. And so I think that's a good thing in a way that it would be regulated enough that you wouldn't just have 2,000 golf carts on the street tomorrow. Many towns start with maybe a dozen or two dozen in a single year. Taylorville and Monticello started like that. They had less than 50 for a few years, and it slowly ticked up. And then they expanded to allow UTVs, which I saw as a good sign that they had good experiences with it, and ended up expanding the ordinance to allow for more vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And there's certainly a demographic of people that it would fall into, and I think that's a beneficial thing.
Anybody got any questions for Nick?
Well, just looking here, you brought up the problem with permits. Looks like Canton probably the highest one with 187 permits, and they haven't had any problems. A handful of tickets, so. And they're real comparable to us.
My biggest concern, because of the area of the city I cover, fire and police, is one person gets killed on them. That's a tough decision to make.
Right, absolutely.
And that's the part I have to live with, because I know how many cars roll inside the city limits every year. In the city, it would surprise you that roll. I know how many wrecks that are in this city limit. And I'm scared, and I'm not saying I'm against them at all. It's just I'm looking at this part of it real strong. If one person got hurt, they're no match for a car. Well, a motorcycle ain't either. It's the same category, really.
Right.
So, that's my only concern.
Yep. One area I've seen just with voicing it on social media is it seems Patty's one of them. She operates a scooter, and so she would shift from a scooter to a golf cart, and I would imagine that would be at least a little safer. Not to mention she would stay off of Grant and Van Buren then, which makes it even safer still.
That's just something I'm kicking around.
I appreciate that.
We both have scooters. We've kept coming up, and Marsha's got a little bigger one now. And
it's the same as anything else. It's just people don't pay attention. They're not watching for the smaller vehicles, but it's the same chance we take every day we take off on a scooter. I think it's a little better advantage with the placards and being street legal. I really don't have a problem. The only reason the last time we didn't put it in was the fact that they couldn't get across town. The way the laws were set up in the original, when we looked at that ordinance, was you couldn't go from the east side of town to Walmart because you had to cross two highways. Well, at that point, you couldn't do it because the state and all the people had different restrictions. Even then, I didn't see the problem with having golf carts. Now, I'm not a big fan of UTVs right at the moment because they're just too big. They got too much power. Anybody get in, they can run 50 miles an hour or better.
A lot louder.
A lot louder. You can modify them. I'm not in favor of the UTVs right now, but the golf carts, I really don't have a problem at all with. They're safe as what I'm on my scooter. And I have to watch for the people ahead of me and keep an eye on that, just like a motorcycle rider has, because people just don't see them. But they'll get used to it, and they'll get normal. They can pay attention and can figure out.
The golf carts ain't going to be the problem. It's the cars, drivers in the cars.
But we have that every time. I sit out to school when I used to mow, and people coming through still on cell phones, reaching around the back to grab their kid, do something. That's going to happen no matter what we do. So I don't know. I can see your point. I understand it. But we have the same things going on with people in cars. So.
But I have to also say that I think it's safer on a golf cart than what it would be on a moped. I mean,
you got more
protection there.
There's a little more there than
there,
what
so.
I got.
But.
Well, I had a first responder tell me that his concern was just another area of distracted driving.
For the driver of the golf cart or the driver of the vehicle?
Both, probably.
Right.
I'd say it'd be both.
Any other questions for me?
I'll put this out there. If it's something I would put my name on and go with, I would want to do it on a year trial. And by God, at the end of the year, if there was two people killed or three people killed, got run over or something, I'd want to revisit it.
Right.
There were so many tickets that was, you know, drew attention. We'd have to revisit it.
I agree with that one.
You know, just.
And we don't even have to wait for a year on that. Yeah, I think it is going to be on a trial basis. See how it works. If there's problems, we can rescind it.
Yep.
And I don't care if it's a month from then or if it's a year. I think we just could give it a chance and then we could rescind it at any given time.
Yep.
If it just isn't working out. And. But I'm like you. I've watched too many towns around us that I see them all the time, and they have not had any real issues. And I talked to a few of them when I'm out with the ball games with my grandkids. We've been all over the place, and they drive their golf carts to the ball game, all the people in the local area. And I've asked a few of them, you know, have you had any? No, we've had.
This won't allow people to come from the county into town.
No, and that's another thing. Yep. That's
the county will have to do their own thing to pass that.
That's right.
We're beginning to discuss that, what it would take to do that now.
Yeah, because we can't do that. If that's what people got in mind, you know, they've got their own rules and regulations that affect agriculture. They can ride four-wheelers back and forth to feed their cows or do stuff, but that's not what we can do to bring it in town and bring it in. And most of them have the UTVs and the bigger hopped-up ones that they can get to and from a lot quicker. It's not a golf cart.
But also, though, not only the county would have to pass that, wouldn't the townships have to also pass that? Because
it's all township roads.
Everybody.
Have to be everybody out there. So, but I'm just looking at Clinton, and I don't have a problem.
Last thing I want to leave you with would be, as a county board member, we spend a lot of time on saying no to things. It could be a good thing to say yes to, and you'd get ample support that people would respect it as a privilege too. And I do believe that Clinton would do it right. We've seen our residents do things properly all along with this pandemic and other things. I think it'd be a good thing for our community and something the residents should be entrusted with. And if it's abused, then it could be revoked at any time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. You ladies have anything to add? You're more than welcome.
I've done some research in the past, and one of the things that I found. So a lot of the accidents that occur is actually throwing somebody off of the cart. They get hit from behind and it throws them off, or kids are on it, and they slide off when they take a corner too fast. However, with seat belts, that decreases dramatically. And I just want to make sure that when we have all the rules set in place, that one of the safety features on a golf cart would be a seat belt. And not all towns require that, but I think we should. And as far as distracted driving, I drive a street-legal pink three-wheeled scooter. And with my size, I'm hard to miss. So, you know, I distract people all the time, but it's legal. And one other point is there are the low-speed vehicles, which are not golf carts, but they're, you know, similar to golf carts. And they're actually legal right now in Clinton because I've talked to the police about them. There's one or two people that have them, and I've seen them, you know, in a Walmart parking lot one time, and I stopped and asked him, and he said it's a low-speed vehicle, and it was legal. So it's not that much different from a golf cart.
Okay. You want to state your name for the record, please?
Oh, sorry, Nancy Lane. And as far as the insurance, on my street-legal scooter, I can't even get three-month insurance. I have to insure it for a year. That's not an option anymore for me. I don't know. That's through country companies.
Yeah, our scooters are the same thing. So.
Yeah.
If not, maybe something we need to address is making it mandatory for a year.
Well, it's something that the insurance companies probably do.
Gives you an idea.
Yep.
You can keep that one.
Okay.
Because that's what we're looking at, is what we can add.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. She can give it to us.
Well, the video gambling facilities opened up on Wednesday, so that put some tax dollars back on the table for us. And I imagine Tom will talk about that later in the meeting. We'll move down to report from streets and public improvements.
Well, I guess we've already discussed the golf carts. So as you might see, that they've put up some signs for their Center Street project. They're going to be starting that very soon. We just ask people to please be aware of it and try to reroute yourself around. I mean, the streets will be closed sometimes, and the guys will be, you know, out putting out new curbs and sidewalks and stuff, so they'll be out in the road to be equipment, so just please avoid that at all, you know, as much as you can. So, and that's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. And for the public means, we've discussed the golf cart issue. We will put things together, and then we'll come back and vote on what ordinance we're going to do. Is that fine with you?
Yeah, because the ordinance we had drawn up, there's some changes that definitely need to be made in.
Okay, and we'll put that out on our next meeting. Try to anyway. Okay? All right. John, what do you got?
I don't have a whole lot. Business as usual. Down in there, you're going to see where the leak detection equipment that I thought we'd already taken care of, but we'll get that in a little bit. But the fire at the church, terrible thing. The guys from all of the police to fire departments were just phenomenal in what they were doing. But it just shows you also, our water plant, we designed that to where we could take and handle a lot of big scale things like that, because, you know, the plant we had before, we'd had a tough time keeping up. And if there's a bright spot in it with putting that new 16-inch main down that side street behind Bombs to the new water tower, that was probably a blessing in disguise for the area there, because the fire department could run over there and hook onto that big main, and it was pouring some water through. There's a 6-inch that runs in front of the church that really helped with the amount of water that we had to put in there. We probably pumped enough water during that fight and that fire that would probably have fed every person in Clinton their water for a month.
Approximately 600,000 gallons.
We pumped a ton,
like I said, yeah.
And it was one of those things that it really did a good job, and the plant kept up. They started the extra pump. It kept up. The water towers kept up. So the plant is not new anymore, but it's good to have it have a run like that once in a while, because unless you let everything drain down and then have to pump everything back, you don't get a chance to open it up and find out what that plant can produce. And I didn't want to find out in that manner. And it's, you know, just a terrible thing, but it was a godsend that that was already there and that was in place. Could have been a lot worse. But I got to give kudos to all the fire departments that came and helped. And I can only hope that they can get that back up and running and get a new building and get everything put back out there, because a lot of good people go to that church and they've done a lot for this community. And that was the one bright spot, as I got to see that plant really produce and do its job. And I was glad that we had it and that everything was there that it could run. Also got out and got to work with the guys on a leak here a while back again. It's good to remember my roots and go back and actually do some physical work and help with stuff. Kenny was down too on one that was just a bear trying to get it fixed, but they just persevere and they ended up getting it done. So, but I know the guys appreciate all the help that the different departments give them and the stuff that happens. So, but other than that, I don't have any more.
Okay. Thank you, John. Public health and safety.
I have nothing tonight.
Okay. Accounts and finance, Tom?
I don't have anything tonight either.
Okay, thank you. It's good to hear from you.
Good to be here, I'll tell you.
Okay, we're going to move on down to unfinished business. We got some stuff to vote on. We're going to vote on the leak detection equipment for John's water treatment plant.
Motion to approve the purchase of leak detection equipment for the water department from Subsurface Solutions in the amount of $18,354.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
We have a second?
Danny. I did.
Okay. Any questions on it? John pretty well went through it last time. This is the upgraded equipment that that's fresh off the...
It's the newest equipment they have, it ought to be working pretty well for us.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is our fire contract.
Motion to approve resolution 2020-8, a resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the International Association of Firefighters, Local 3069.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on a fire contract? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Last one on the schedule is the ordinance authorizing the sale of the property at 112 West South Street.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1517, an ordinance authorizing sale of real property at 112 West South Street.
Make that motion.
No, second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on this property? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We're going to bypass the summer maintenance for now. We'll bring that up the next meeting. With that, I'll adjourn the meeting for vote for that. Motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Good
night.
Good night, Tom.
See you, Tom.
See you. See you, Tom.
All right. Have a good night.